Be advised, mature content ahead. This podcast is brought to you ad-free thanks to the Legion of Demons at patreon.com/notlp. If you like what you hear, there's much more at patreon.com/notlp. Join the Legion. That's patreon.com/notlp. And now the show.
How do you do? Just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, well, we warn you.
Through the magic of technology, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning,
my friends.
Top of the morn.
Good morning to you.
Sunday Buns Day here on Night of Living Podcast, where we're going to post pictures of all of our bare asses. And we expect that you all listeners do the same. Just send them. Just post them on your profiles. We'll see them. Hello. Welcome to Night of Living Podcast. Feedback and news and miscellaneous googa. It is I, Kelly. And what's happened is, and I don't know if you can understand this or not, listeners. I don't know how scientific your brains are, but I am in one place. The crew is in another place.
Wait a second.
Hold on. I know it sounds like sorcery, but just
slow down. I can't.
I know. I hear him, but I don't see him.
Well, and Freddie actually can see me, listeners.
I can.
So, because he is the wizard.
Hear them dogs?
The girls are mad about all the science. They're like, we're girls.
They get upset.
We're dogs. We can't understand.
They're like the ICP.
Yeah.
They just get mad. They see magnets. They don't understand how they work, and they just start barking at everything.
They're very excited because they sense my spirit in the room with the crew. So it's nice to be back again. I know I came back once and was like, I'm back. And then I was like, haha, just kidding.
JK.
I am back-ish. So how's everyone's... How's everyone doing? How? Let me introduce everyone.
Okay.
Let me just do that. Can I just do that, please?
No.
Please.
Okay. Yes.
Amy.
Yeah.
Just acquiesce.
I did.
To being introduced.
I'll allow it.
Freddie.
Howdy. You...
I hate him so much.
That's my new theme music. Follows me around.
I love it. It's like your housewives interstitial, like background commercial.
You're like Dr. Armand.
Yeah, you're like Dr. Armand.
Kelly's back on the podcast.
And then Mikey B.
What?
Mikey B.
Mikey B is here.
Oh, dear. You gotta stop this.
He's got an extra man.
Nice.
All right, but that's enough of that, right?
Okay.
Good for you for finding that power up.
Hey, thanks.
Mikey B and I pre-show. So, listeners, listen to this. We had a psychic connection.
Oh, we did.
But it's unverified because I didn't say the thing I was going to say. Mm-hmm. But Mikey held up a tarot card that I could not see, and he said, guess which one it is. Immediately, I thought the Fool. And I was going to say that, and I was like, oh, you're going to sound like you're joking. So, like, I tried to concentrate. I was like, Seven of Cups, and it wasn't that. And then I was like, oh, what was it? He's like, the Fool. I was like, I was gonna fucking say the Fool.
I feel like we need to try it again.
Oh,
but I can't do it right now. You gotta catch me up.
Yeah, there's a moment. Everything's got a vibe.
Sure,
it's gotta be organic.
Listener, you know what? Kelly is not a liar, and I believe him 100%.
Yeah, I know that we connected.
We did.
Yeah, it's cool.
So anyway, each of you in turn, tell me how your day is.
My day?
Your day.
I have a cold, so I laid in bed and snuggled with my dogs and watched The Money Pit.
Oh, yeah.
And took DayQuil so I could do this. But other than that, it was a pretty good day. I watched a little bit of Teen Titans. After
you gotta be careful how you say that.
Teen Titans Go. No,
I've been watching Titans, which I was iffy on the first season, but the second season is really good so far.
Okay.
Not as good as Doom Patrol. So if you're not watching Doom Patrol, that show is fucking great.
Say Doom that so carefully. Patrol.
I don't want people to think I said Dumptal.
or Doom Patrol.
Right. Those are prescription meds.
Yeah. Doom Patrol or Dumdraw.
Right. Or gumdrops or doodly dums. Not doodly dums is not, it's not as good.
Tess doesn't agree with you. Doodly dums
is what you get at the old timey pharmacy. Like right. They just give you a bag of them.
Doodly dums and some sarsaparilla.
Ah. It's supposed to cure. They're cure alls.
But yeah, so I got the taste of, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go back and look at the original Teen Titans show, not Teen Titans Go, but Teen Titans, you know,
the DC animated show,
right? The original Teen Titans show,
yeah,
with like the Japanese style stuff in it.
I can't handle this.
And you know what? I like Teen Titans Go the best of all of them, though.
Yeah, I get that.
It's the most fun. But yeah, that's what I do when I'm sick, and I was just like, I'm going to take advantage. I'm not going to do anything but watch television for 2 days, except for this podcast and one conference call.
We made it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Amy. Well, let's, Amy.
Yeah.
You.
What?
Your day.
Oh, well, I watched The Money Pit and I snuggled, but then you said something about Real Housewives earlier, so now all I can think about is Real Housewives of Cincinnati and how instead of like a peach or an apple or a diamond that we would hold out three ways from Skyline.
Or just lose chili. It would just run through your fingers.
I'm having incredible deja vu about this joke, though.
We probably made this joke.
Yeah. Damn.
I do like the idea, Freddie, though, of also the spaghetti in the hand.
Oh, yeah, the spaghetti and the chili. Just dangling.
Dangling, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm with you.
Yeah. And one of the women would turn around and be like, Pete Rose belongs in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's my day.
And then another one would be like,
just
don't come at me.
Just wait 10 minutes. The weather will be better.
Right, yeah. Or another one turns around and says, don't come at me with that gold star bullshit. I'm a Skyline gal. And then she smears it on her face.
Well, it's a Skyline facial.
You know what's funny? It's like one of our, and again, I never deliberately read our iTunes reviews, but if I'm doing maintenance, I'll stumble across one every once in a while. And one of them said that we love Cincinnati for some reason.
We deserve
it. I don't know why.
Yeah, I love Cincinnati. Mike is wearing a Cincy hat right now.
Blink.
It's a good one.
It's a good city.
I love this town.
It's a good city to live in.
My kind of town.
Yeah.
It is. Mike. Oh, let's transition real quick.
My name is Mikey B, and I'm an artisanal Price Hill chili kind of guy.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not. Let's see. I woke up this morning and
like
I watched Sabrina, which I'm addicted to season two. I've been plowing through that. I took a lazy day, which was, it's been nice. Yeah. I'm trying not to feel guilty about not doing nothing, but I did about nothing. Wait,
sometimes it's great to just like say, I'm not going to do anything.
Mike and I started to play some Diablo and then I got real nauseous.
He did.
I don't know if it was
played. We played about an hour,
but then like, cause I was much more sick last night. And like, I got to the point where I'm like, Mike, I don't think I can go anymore. I feel like I'm going to puke. Like I think it was all the action on the screen.
It was too much action for you.
It was too much for how sick I was. And I was just like, I can't even do this.
That controller on the couch just got to you.
Yeah.
Too much. Just too much.
I was real close to puking when I left.
You said that. I was like, okay, we don't have to get back to Tristan Town.
It made me sad.
You can stop.
Because we very rarely play video games.
And we were talking about this last night. If you're on the Discord... are only the people who are in the Patreon, right?
Discord is just
so
for
another reason, because we're gonna get better at this. So we're gonna try to step up to maybe like once a week or
maybe
start with once a month.
A month probably is more realistic.
That we will announce that we are playing, and then you can jump in because Paul and who else? said something. They were like, wish they had Switches so they could play with us.
Oh,
night.
Mark was on there. Mark, yes. Paul, you know, and Bill. Yep. So like,
Mark, Paul, and Gosselaar were on.
Mark, yes. Paul, Gosselaar was on, yes, there.
No, but Matthew, Luke, John,
Corinthians was on there.
My favorite thing about Patreon is Discord, because it's like the playground where we get to go hang out with everybody.
Yes.
And if you're interested, by the way, it's patreon.com/NOTLP. But we just had one of our, every month, usually it's the third Thursday or the last Thursday of the month.
Yes.
We'll have a party on there where we watch something together, comment on it, have fun, chit chat, share pictures of each other's pets and so forth and so on. But this, because this past, the last Thursday of October fell on Halloween night, the night before Halloween, we had a little get together and we watched some old Halloween specials. Mm-hmm. And I have a new way of doing that where instead of everybody being stuck in the Discord, like we have one app now where I stream out the video, we all watch together, and you can draw on the screen and talk to each other.
Yeah.
And Kelly drew, how many dicks would you say you drew over the course of the evening?
Oh, I drew four. The first two didn't count, though, because I didn't realize you could change the width of the pen. So, you really couldn't exactly tell what they were. Then once I realized, once I got the girthy pen out, then you could really tell what they were. But then I drew a lot of things, and we both drew things. You drew spread legs.
Yeah, we drew like extra boobs on Elvira.
Oh. You did that. I just drew hearts around Elvira, and I pointed at her boobs because they're there.
So that's one of the things you get to do if you're a patron. You get to come watch old things that really are probably just forgotten to the tides of time.
Or if you have a passion for gaming.
Yes,
we have gaming. This is probably the fourth or fifth time that we've had a game up rodeo.
Yeah.
And we were both talking about, Freddie and I were both talking about this yesterday. I love playing games. Freddie enjoys it.
Yeah.
Right? Would you say love or enjoys?
I'm not like a hardcore gamer, but I like to dabble.
Okay. I'm growing out of being a hardcore gamer, which is a bummer for me, but I still love it. And so I think one thing that would keep me coming back is a community of gamers. And if we'll try to play some scary stuff. So it's on brand.
Yeah.
And as douchey as I can be there.
And we're kind of cross platform. I have Xbox and Switch, and Mikey has every gaming platform.
Yeah.
I can almost imagine.
Everything imaginable.
If you want some Jaguar, was it Jaguar or
The Jaguar was great. Jaguar. The Dreamcast.
I have a PlayStation 1.
Yeah. There you go. Kelly has PlayStation 1 if you want to play the
Only have Intelligent Cube.
Cube, yeah.
Oh, that's a great game. Listen.
It's my favorite game. That's why someone got it for me when I first was like, I can't leave the house anymore.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine, because that was my favorite game and I'd been talking about it for years, went out and bought me at a flea market a PlayStation 1 and
Intelligent Cube. Nice. That's a nice friend.
Yeah,
it was a great game.
I just want to say,
from Pike,
she's a sweet gal.
I know there are gamers that are big in this community, so I'm just saying, get on the Patreon, get on the Discord, because the beautiful thing, if you haven't played with Discord yet, and I didn't realize this, if you're getting older like me, when you get into chat rooms or you're trying to do voice chat on all the gaming systems, it's complicated, and you don't know if you're taking your party with you, or you got strangers talking in your ears, you don't want to listen to like whiny kids talking about stuff, whatever. You get on the Discord, and it's just us. We're talking and playing games, and it's easy. I can do it. You can do it. It's a simple thing. So I definitely want to do it more, because I know that's what has been keeping me connected to the gaming world really is more about gaming with friends.
Yeah.
And so you're all friends. So let's game together.
And it was really fun, even if you're not, like, I'm the kind of guy, I don't mind watching another person play a game. Mm-hmm. So like we
play. Freddie likes to watch.
Yes. I like to watch.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Kelly, did you just shoot an arrow?
No.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I didn't.
I heard like an arrow sound like.
A truck drove. I'm sitting in front of my bedroom window. I'm in a very comfy spot.
Yeah.
And so there's traffic outside.
Traffic.
So we watched Mikey play the Blair Witch Project on Xbox. And that was really fun. With Jeremy and Cassie. And also, that's the thing. Like, if we decide that like we want to just chat on Discord and watch someone play, there's options not on Switch, but on like Xbox and PlayStation, where you can just go to like a Mixer stream or whatever and see the actual video.
Oh yeah, you don't even have to have. You don't have to have an Xbox to watch the Mixer.
No, it's on the internet. You can just watch it.
Oh my gosh,
on your phone.
Internet, see?
The World Wide Web.
I'm sounding really old, and I said I used to be a hardcore gamer. That's why I can't say I'm still in anymore. Yeah. But you can watch it without. What is happening?
What is that, Kelly? Are you peeling an onion?
Nope.
Is that like? Do you have one of those little buckets of slime you get out of a vending machine that you're putting your fingers in and out of it? Oh, is that is that for me?
If you want to come over.
Kelly showed me something on his camera that I like.
I can't see the camera.
So isn't it really fun not knowing? Me. Yeah.
Well, I want to. When we were having our little viewing party the other night, and we were watching the real Ghost or the Ghost, but whatever that terrible
not
show
the
was.
Real Ghostbusters.
Not the real
the Ghostbusters from 1975 Halloween special.
That show should be called Not the Real Ghostbusters.
It's the gorilla and
live action Manila. Terrible stuff.
So what they based the Filmation cartoon on that some of you may remember.
Yeah.
And at some point during the viewing party, all of a sudden you just hear a toilet flush. And I think all of us went, Andy.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's like, sorry.
No, he's not.
He does that shit for us.
Yeah,
he
does that shit.
Ooh, the other thing I want to say, like this morning. So this morning, watch Sabrina. I sat outside. I soaked in my hot tub and then I got on my Peloton. So I don't know if we have any listeners out there that have Pelotons, the bikes.
Yeah.
But we can connect on that too. So
Al Roker has one.
It's like a biker gang.
And we can have a biker gang. I would love to have an NOTLP.
You're doing great. Don't worry.
NOTLP biker gang.
What if you guys got like leather jackets made up?
Oh, leather jackets and biker shorts.
Kelly, can you design a leather jacket design for the Peloton biker gang?
Now it sounds like Kelly's frying bacon.
I'm frying up in a pan. I just want to use the secret.
I've already got a design.
Hopefully there's another Peloton out there in the NL2.
Don't worry about it. We know what you mean.
Yeah. I'd love to connect with you.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I feel like we could do. I'm not saying this will ever happen. Don't pin me down on this. But a lot of times I sit around, we alter our perceptions through one way or another and just listen to an album. Elise and I will put on an album, just listen to music and share music together. Maybe someday I'll feel like doing that on Discord. I can't say that I will, but I might.
We can always do a listening party,
like a DJ session.
I love listening to music. So it's something I do a lot. So we could do that. Maybe listeners, I don't know. What do you want to do?
Do you have a DJ username, Kelly?
I don't. I do have a rap name, which is Lil Snack, but okay. I don't have a DJ name.
Lil Snack.
Okay. We need to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the whole damn meal.
Oh, DJ Whole Damn Meal. Mm-hmm. And Lil Snack. Yeah. That could be like our DJ Jez Jet. You could be DJ Whole Damn Meal.
I'm MC Donald's.
MC Donald's.
I want to be MC Fourth Meal.
Oh, second breakfast.
Keep working on that.
MC second breakfast.
MC potatoes.
Food based.
Yeah.
Knowing this crew anyway.
MC potatoes and the brace of conies.
Potatoes.
We do only Hobbit raps.
Oh.
Freddie and I got caught up on Creepshow last night.
Yeah.
Oh, all of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we finished.
We took all of it and finished.
Yep.
That's good.
I gotta say.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Has anybody seen the one with David Arquette?
I haven't seen any yet. I want to have a pristine time to sit down and go through it.
Yeah. Ooh, I watched All Hallows Eve on
that was
All
great.
Hallows Eve. I liked the All Hallows Eve one. And the one, was it the second one in that episode, I feel like was also pretty good.
There's some really great ones that are a lot of fun. It's just there's a few of them where you go, oh, you ran out of budget.
You're going to like that in a way, I think, Kelly, because you grew up watching Monsters and Tales from the Dark Side.
Yeah.
The one with David Arquette feels like it's straight up out of one of those.
Okay.
Yeah, we're actually watching Monsters on Halloween too. We put on an episode of Monsters. And
which one did you watch?
The one with the headless, like where the scientist cuts the head off a parrot but it's still alive, and then the big hunky dude shows up, and his name is Hunk. And
it sounds like a 2-year-old trying to explain something that happened at daycare.
and then they cut the, his head off, and then he put it on. He walked around.
So yeah, I think you'll like that David Arquette one then.
I'm very excited.
Any listeners who've seen that, you know what I'm talking about. It was real bad.
Yeah, it's super cheap.
You know, the thing that's been that thing that I'm like not getting with Creepshow that like I was really hoping we would get so far. So I've only seen the first 3 episodes. Is I love like the Creepshow endings. Like I want an ending that I don't see coming. Like I love like the horror of a good like ending that just like whoa, you know. And maybe that's not possible with our, you know, knowledge of horror films now like it used to be back then, but like, man, I just want that good twist ending. And
you
it
want
just,
that good good
I want that good good I want that good good ending, and I just haven't felt like they've nailed a great landing yet.
I think exactly what you're saying though is like it's a tall order to surprise people who you know,
well, they're not even trying either,
right?
Really, I think they're kind of going for a, you know, the I don't know. It's just, it's fine. There's a lot of them that are very fun.
Nail the landing.
Yeah.
You can't be Christy Yamaguchi and not nail a triple sow cow in your routine.
I really liked the one with Trisha Helfer from Battlestar Galactica.
I haven't seen that
Lydia Lane's Better Half or something.
Yeah, that was it.
That was a really good one. There's a lot. I want more. I'm not saying I don't want more Creepshow.
No. It's definitely uneven. It's uneven in its look, in its budgetary constraints per story seem to differ maybe, or how they're using it.
I feel like you can see that in the trailer.
Yeah.
Cause I remember the first time I looked at the trailer, I was like, I'm going to go into this with some faith, but some of those look really cool. And some like what you're saying, I thought like, damn, was that paper mache? What is that?
Yeah.
These, it looks super mache. It looks super cheap. Then I thought maybe it was deliberate too.
Some of that is really charming. Like
The
Bruce Davison one, the budget issues, they do a good job doing a fun thing.
The monkey's the
finger one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the monkey's finger
one. That was a good one.
It was called Bruce Davison Gets Fingered.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or got fingered. I'm sorry.
I think they used the other effects in a really fun way that I didn't care.
Yeah.
Then there was the David Arquette one where I wanted to gouge my own eyes.
That's too bad, because David Arquette should be perfect in that kind of a schlocky.
No, you might like it though, because it's him overacting. Everyone around him is chewing the scenery too.
Oh no! So like I gotta watch that one.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah,
I'll give you my hard take.
Did you like 8-legged freaks?
Yeah.
Then you'll probably like that story.
Have you talked about this?
We have not talked about that or the thing I have in the other room, which I'll grab when we get to news.
Well, if you're watching Creepshow, and I don't want to say I don't like it, because I really do like it. I'm glad it's there. I hate to like crap on things that I'm happy about.
Yes.
I just want a good nailed landing. But I did really like The Dollhouse. Again, one that I thought
the first episode, yeah.
Yep, the Dollhouse was great. I just didn't think the ending got nailed. But there is a Hill House Comics, and Freddie has a sampler. And in the sampler, I guess they're doing a run of The Dollhouse is one of the comics that they're going to be doing a story or stretching out. And I read the first one in that, and I'm loving that. So I think I don't know how many of those are meant to be tied into a comic and stretch those stories out. So maybe that's where some of my complaint is that they're trying to leave some of the endings more for exploring in the graphic novels, or maybe there's more of a tie in that. And I'm cool with that.
I love the Dollhouse episode.
I loved it. I just didn't think the ending was, I thought for what they were going into on that, I just wanted the ending to be like, oh, more. But this satiated me. So I'm glad that I would have known about it if it wasn't for you having the Hill House. What's it going to actually be called? Is it Hill House? This is a sampler.
I haven't even had the chance to read that yet. Nathan from Whorehound Magazine brought these promo. We received a whole lot at once of things from different comic publishers, and it was all divvied up for research. And I just haven't gotten around.
Well, I hate when people recommend things I want to explore a little bit more. So I'm just going to say that there is it's Joe Hill's Hill House Comics. It's DC Black Label, and there's a sampler that has that goes more into the dollhouse in it, and it basically says it's going to be explored more. So maybe it'll be called the dollhouse. But yeah, that's about all I can tell you. The story does it, more of the story does exist.
It's so funny. Like, I think that's where some of our tastes might differ a little bit. Where I really like kind of a mysterious and open ending mm-hmm. to things, where it lets my imagination fill in the blank some. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. Like I but I definitely want to check that out.
Yeah, I do too. I'm just, again, I just want to say, like, I'm liking Creepshow. Some of them have not been great. Some of them have been really good. I just feel like those, I love that in the original series, some of the horror is in the reveal of the ending. And I don't think there's been an ending that you haven't smelled coming yet. And, sorry.
We are children.
Yeah, I know.
It's fine.
Yeah. So hopefully that will continue. Hopefully that series will continue to grow. I'm really happy it's there.
Well, they got picked up for a second season, so
good. Yeah. Ooh, hot take on the news. Kelly's here.
Well, hi, Tess.
Hi, Tessie.
Tessie, shush.
So I'm not going to wait for the news, because this fits with what Mike was just talking about, and we're loosey-goosey around here. There was a Kickstarter I backed called Blood-Drenched Creature Double Feature, Saturday Comics Presents.
Mm. Rhymes.
The first issue, what it is I'll show you, Kelly, in the camera and everybody else.
Oh, cool.
It is a magazine that is half comic book, half horror magazine, and it you get to the center staple and the magazine reverses.
Is there a spread out in the middle?
There's a spread out. Now,
Michael Myers.
Right at the top, I'll tell you, Dave Scarecrow of Inherigan did a story in here, did the art for this Monsters Unemployed story, which is really cool. He's so talented. The art is amazing.
He is great.
Yeah.
Dubs second and third that.
Can you flash me some Scarecrow Oven art?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And then on top of that, also in here, there's this whole thing inside the Myers House, North Carolina. Have you heard of this place? This guy's like a Halloween super fan. Mm-hmm. So he built a replica of the Myers House from Halloween.
Wow.
And he has parties there, like with a drive-in outside where you can camp and watch movies.
Oh, wow.
I would really love to go and see this. And inside the house, you know, the rooms are kind of themed, but like it's not, you know what I mean? On the outside, it looks just like the house, but inside he has like a room full of vintage TVs that run the Silver Shamrock commercial.
Oh, that's cool. This isn't the same guy that did the documentaries where he went and toured all the Halloween houses for the special features on the Halloween
set. Was that Sean Clark?
Yes. Yeah. This is somebody different.
Yeah. This, you know, I should, Kenny Caperton did
great
this.
Name.
I have a question for everybody.
Yeah.
What movie or TV house, if you had all the time and the money in the world, would you recreate for yourself?
Oh, wow.
To live in.
That's a good question, Amy.
Ferris Bueller's House.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Ferris Bueller's House.
Yeah, it's a good one. Oh, Amy.
I know, it's difficult.
That's a tough
one. Can I give a second?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Beetlejuice House.
Or Pee-wee's House.
Beetlejuice House.
No, I was just saying, would you want Pee-wee's House?
I'd stay there for a weekend.
Yeah, would you get, like, after a while, you'd probably go crazy. Now, I'm not talking TV playhouse with Cherry and everything. I'm talking movie house.
Right. Yeah, me too.
Adventure. Okay. Mr. T That's cereal what I mean. Delivery system. Yeah.
I love Mr. T cereal.
I feel like after a couple of days, you'd start to have a headache every time you woke up, like just with all the movement and the, you know.
Right.
It's too much.
Too frenetic.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think it would be awesome to visit for a weekend.
I was a big fan of Elliot's house in E.T.
Elliot.
Yeah.
Or the Poltergeist house. Basically any Steven Spielberg 80s house.
Yeah, I was going to say the Goonies house is I want that main house on the... I think it's Portland, Oregon. Is it Portland?
I don't know if it's Portland or it's Oregon. Yeah, it's definitely Oregon.
They said it was Astoria.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could be there.
Yeah. You can go... They have like a festival where they film that.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, or you can go and visit... you can visit the sets.
The what?
Where they filmed on location.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to do it?
Yeah,
let's do it.
What?
I booked it.
They should have on the trail of Chester Copperpot. They should build a tour where they can take you through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you can play the skeleton piano.
That would be awesome. I mean,
but safe.
And then you go through the slide, and they throw Moffertelli's bones at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You have to pull your finger inside one-eyed Willie's eye socket. Or no, he doesn't have an eye. He has no eye socket. That's why he's one-eyed wolf.
Yeah.
Do you get to decide which treasure is our stuff down here? Down here, it's ours. It's theirs.
It's our time.
Our time. Our time's up there.
I wouldn't mind.
Hey, Mike, you got to go to the bathroom?
Like Bilbo's house in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's a cozy house.
That's what, yes, I would love. That's what I'm trying to make our bedroom up here.
Yeah.
A hobbit hole.
Yeah. Something very cozy. Also, something I would like. I like the friend's apartment's kind of fun.
Mm. Yeah.
Which one?
If you just
Joey's
had
or Monica's?
Monica's. Are you kidding me?
Well, technically, for a while, it was Joey's.
That's true. It was, they had switched it. Remember that? Chenandler bong.
Chenandler bong. A transponster.
Did they,
transponster.
Did the Chandler bong always have two recliners in it?
I can't remember.
I remember they got that episode with the two recliners.
Was that the same time they got free porn?
There's a few episodes with the recliners. There's the one where they convinced Joey that the recliner healed itself, where they break it and then they go out and buy a replica.
Oh boy.
All right.
Do you want to do news?
I mean, we can.
Let's news it up.
Yeah, we can news it up.
I got some news.
All right.
This is not a news broadcast.
We'll be. This is not like Unsolved Mysteries always warned you that's not really the news. Not necessarily the news. All right, we'll be back.
Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Here's a special news
The people he kills get up and kill.
Remember, human beings are their food.
Remember, your booty's been partially devoured.
Yes, it has been. Are you ready to learn some things?
Always.
Mm. All right. Sponge.
So, this is exciting. This is my favorite Clive Barker book. Hulu has snagged Clive Barker's Books of Blood movie from Seth MacFarlane, ?
Yeah. I just read that this morning. Isn't that weird?
He owned the rights to it? Is that... Or is he?
Yeah.
No, he's gonna.
So
is he producing it?
He was, I guess, but now Hulu is finalizing a deal to bring Clive Barker's horror anthology, which I absolutely love, as a movie. Although I don't know why they wouldn't fucking do it as a show,
right?
Yeah. Hmm. So the guy that writes for the Orville, the head writer, Brandon Braga, is co-writing and directing the movie and is exec producing with Seth MacFarlane. So I guess he's producing it, Hulu's making it, and big old thumbs up for me.
It's funny, like, if you think about it, Jordan Peele entering the horror genre, Chris Rock wants to work on the Saw remake, Danny McBride in Halloween.
But, you know, they say horror and comedy are kissing cousins.
Kissing.
Well, and there are a lot of fans. I think a lot of those people are kind of nerdy and they're fans, you know. Especially, like, for sure, like, Jordan Peele and Danny McBride. So much horror trivia works its way into Key and Peele and stuff. Like, you could tell even before he ever directed anything that he was a fan. One of them was a fan. So, yeah, that'll be exciting. I don't understand why they're not doing a series, though. Especially now that there are all these series happening, you'd think that would be the best way to go about this, because, like, I feel like all of the stories, all the good stories in Books of Blood are like little movies, like Rawhead Rex. So I really want to see a good version of that. And, but to do that right, that in and of itself requires an hour and a half, you know, like
maybe it'll be a series of films.
Well, I hope so. That's not what they're saying here, though. They just keep saying movie. But we'll see. I'm excited to see that happen.
I think Seth MacFarlane's great. I mean, obviously
I do too.
Family Guy is worn out its welcome, and that's fine. But American Dad is brilliant and remains brilliant.
The Orville's awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
Kelly, Books of Blood, for the uninitiated, is that like a series or is it just a huge anthology? I feel like I remember that from like early, is that early 90s?
There are six books.
It's a series of collections
of
short stories and novellas, and some of them are great, some of them are good, some of them are whatever, in my opinion. So but yeah, a lot of that to me is like prime Clive Barker, and I think the medium that he works best in, which is short form.
Most horror writers, I think.
Has there any of those, over those six books, have any of those been made into movies?
Oh, yeah, a lot. There's a Rawhead Rex movie. The Midnight Meat Train is a movie.
Oh, I remember Midnight Meat Train.
Yeah, wasn't Candyman in one of them, too?
Candyman wasn't in the Books of Blood. Candyman is in... Oh, what's that one called? I've got that collection, too. But it was another Clive Barker collection, but not Books of Blood.
I just totally derailed everything, didn't I, by asking that question?
So it's six books, you're saying, in Clive Barker that this is going to be based off of, and there are six books that are all anthologies.
Yes.
Got it.
Cool. I can find out what book that was for Candyman and let you know.
God damn it, I own it. But anyway.
The story is called The Forbidden.
The Forbidden.
And
you looking for Candyman, bitch?
Heard you looking for the origin of the Candyman film, bitch.
We just rewatched Candyman last weekend.
And such we a live great in the movie. Cabrini Green.
Yeah,
it holds so up.
So up.
Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to move on to my next order of news.
Please.
So this is also book adaptation related.
Yeah, it was in. I'm sorry, it was volume 5 of Books of Blood. It says.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, because I have this whole separate collection that it's in. Good on you. You had that right from the first.
But I bet it's spread out all over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What?
You know what I
anyway,
mean?
Anyway. So this is kind of cool. Stephen King's house is to become a writer's retreat and museum.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
And I feel like I have to now go there.
Yeah.
So this is the press release. The King family has been wonderful to the city of Bangor over time.
I hardly know her.
And have donated literally millions of dollars to various causes in the community. Preserving his legacy here in Bangor is important for this community. Oh, I feel like they're starting to talk like he's going to die soon. Damn you, universe. Don't you take my Uncle Stevie. A Bangor planning officer named David Gould added, he sounds like a Stephen King character. They did not want the house to become a Dollywood or some kind of found attraction. Tourist attraction.
Like a Graceland.
Oh, Stephen King rides? Come on, Kelly. That could be great.
That would bring all sorts of people to the neighborhood, and they have other neighbors that live there.
That is considerate of the neighbors.
Okay, but we still can have a Stephen King land.
We just have to put it away from his neighbors.
We'll call it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think it should be two. I think the house should be what it's about to become, and then I will open a Stephen King land. I'm going to call it Derry.
Oh, yes.
But you could get to all the towns from there.
It's a hub system like every great theme park is, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And then
what would be at the center? The Dark Tower?
Castle.
The Dark Tower is at the center.
Oh, the Dark Tower.
And it rises up just like the castle at Disney.
Yeah.
And then you have to go through a couple of quote unquote portals to get to like Sidewinder and the Overlook and the Colorado stories.
The Overlook could be the on property resort.
Yeah. You got to have the labyrinth in there somewhere.
What Stephen King story? Go ahead.
There's even more. And then what you just said about the territories and Midworld, that is a whole separate park, but it's like they have bought an island where they have Midworld and the territories.
Okay.
So and where you went in Eyes of the Dragon.
Oh. Okay. So thinking about what ride, okay, so what Stephen King story would you most want to ride to a ride?
Christine.
Oh my God.
Oh, you just get in Roller Coaster.
Yeah, you get in Christine and you run over bullies.
Or you just choke on a sandwich.
Yeah, or you choke on a sandwich if you're a pretty girl.
Yep.
Is the annual pass called Sometimes They Come Back?
Oh, yes! Yes!
Hey-o.
Does the
and
ride...
there's a ride... there's a ride called the Jaunt where you travel through time forever.
The wave pool. We all float in the wave pool.
The raft is in the water park section.
Oh yeah,
you get to grope the person who's acting.
It's an animatronic. It's fine.
It's an animatronic. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Is the gift shop Needful Things?
yes, it is. Or they have two because they also have Barlow and Straight.
Oh, you gotta have that.
That's where they sell Needful Things.
They sell the more expensive, like crystal.
It's not cursed.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we need a NOTLP presents the Stephen King theme park.
Yeah,
the plan, the legend.
I wonder if anyone's ever pitched this because it feels like a no brainer.
Yeah,
but
TM this hard.
TM this hard because we definitely should.
Well, I'll tell you, the funny thing is, I'm sure it has been done, but I can tell you that a Nintendo, like I've been planning in my head and I've planned with friends, friends of the show, Game Junkie, the Nintendo theme park. So I'm so super excited to hear that Universal Studios is doing it. So maybe Universal Studios will grab this.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I feel like, we're not probably actually going to pitch this to anyone, but this actually is a prime time with all of these like high profile Stephen King, like everything he's ever done now is being brought to life by someone
who
is into it. Mm-hmm. So this would be like the time to strike.
And people want horror themed stuff year round now.
Yeah. Year round now.
Is anybody still with Castle Rock? Is anybody still watching Castle Rock?
We haven't started the second season.
I gotta get back to it.
Okay. Yeah. Is it still running? It's still running, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The second season's Misery.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So it should be pretty fun.
Is it completely separated from the story in the first?
I don't know if anything.
You haven't watched it.
Yeah.
I think they introduced Annie Wilkes, but I thought it was still going to continue because they also visit Jerusalem's lot, apparently. At one point.
That's what I heard. I'm excited about that.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, so then about this, they also say,
Books of Blood, right?
We're on Stephen King's house. King.
Yeah, okay. Stephen King's house museum.
Michael.
A writer's retreat and a museum, which I will definitely find some way to visit.
So the writers, I guess writers just apply to go there.
There's not really any details yet.
Yeah.
Like it's just like it's sort of been announced that that's a thing that's going to happen, but I don't know that they've figured out. Cause the gist I get is that it's sort of after he dies.
Mm. Oh, really? So, I thought, okay. I need to read up on this.
That's why they want to be considered to the Navy. He's not going to be living in it. When this happens,
I was about to say, I don't think they really live there very much as it is now. Doesn't he spend
in Florida?
Yeah,
right?
In Florida.
Yeah. Oh, well, then, yeah, but
he is the only celebrity I give a shit about their actual life.
Me too. This next news thing is Nicolas Cage battles evil animatronic characters in Wally's Wonderland.
I heard about this. I think this sounds like a nice fit for Mr. Cage.
I do too, and I've got something to say after I read whatever this news is. It's Nicolas Cage to star, and it is described as Pale Rider meets Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And this is the synopsis. A janitor pulled into a living nightmare and forced to spend the night in so it's basically Five Nights at Freddy's, I see. To spend the night in a twisted amusement park and that mall robots movie where he has to fight
Shopping
his
mall.
Way. Yes, thank you.
AKA Killbots.
Animatronic characters come to life. The janitor must battle from one monster to another to survive until morning, just like a video game. Kevin Lewis, who is the director, says, "For me, there's always one actor. I only one actor. Only who could make this movie work. Sorry,
John C. Reilly right now.
And that actor is Nick Cage. I'm thrilled to be working with him and can't wait to see him go up against Wally and his gang of psychopathic misfits.
Wow.
I see this movie as Pale Rider versus Killer Clowns from Outer Space." So,
I'll watch it.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
I like anything set in a amusement park because those are where some of my happiest memories
are. Kelly, Have you seen Mom and Dad?
I love Mom and Dad.
Isn't it great? Yeah.
Yeah. This.
That's the Nick Cage I'm hoping for in this.
I did see Mandy, but I liked Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
He's also got The Color Out of Space coming out, which I've heard really good things about. I'm really feeling Nick Cage is sort of like renaissance as like this genre actor. Mm-hmm. Because like he is a great actor and he can be totally cheesy or like whatever it calls for. You know what I mean? I love him in horror and just genre type stuff in general. I think he's really strong there.
He has never really been one on my radar. I don't really never cared, but I love
Nick Cage.
Well, I've never been a big Nick Cage person. I'm allowed.
Sir. I didn't say we're allowed. I'm just so surprised. I thought you liked good things.
You know what tickled my fancy about Nicolas Cage when his resurgence was Drive Angry. I love Drive Angry. I haven't seen that. Oh, it's so good. It's one of those films though that unfortunately it's really hard to watch as it was intended now because it's very much a 3D film. It's just some amazing 3D stuff, but Nicolas Cage can deliver schlock like nobody's business. He does it real serious and it's real good.
That's what I think I'm more interested in this phase of his career where he's kind of leaning into the weird.
Yeah.
I not that he didn't always, but I'm just saying like I don't want him as a leading man. I want him as kind of just the weirdo that he is.
Had you seen Raising Arizona? I can't remember. That would be one. That's the best introduction to him, I think.
Yeah,
that's a great one. I just think that, like, I mean, he did those earlier movies, you know, Peggy Sue Got Married, Raising Arizona, Moonstruck, etc., where, like, you got the, like, quote-unquote actorly Nick Cage, what people thought he was, and then you get Action Star sliding into cheese territory where people just thought he was cheesy.
Sliding into cheese, I imagine him going into a vat of hot nacho cheese.
There's no way he doesn't have that at the Coppola estate, like a big room.
Do you think it would be like a Joker situation where he'd come out all mangled and stuff and he'd go crazy and he would be like the nacho cheese Joker?
Yeah, all of his schemes would be cheese oriented. Basically, he would invent a giant grater that would just grate cheese across all of Gotham.
Oh, yeah. Or he would grate people.
He'd be a hero to me. Or he'd grate
people on pizza, yeah.
Like he'd when you were... talking about a vat of nacho cheese and like I would rather sit in that versus sometimes a hot tub and just sit and scoop and scoop. Ew. And scoop and scoop. Well, I'd be clean. And you know it's my vat.
You know what Diane Keaton's pussy tastes like after it's been soaking all day in nacho cheese.
What?
R.I.P. Robert Evans.
Yeah, Robert Evans.
I appropriated a Patton Oswalt bit about Robert Evans to make a joke about you sitting in a hot tub full of cheese. Yeah.
Listen, I'm just saying I might be into it.
I love just that there's something so great about that neon orange cheese and jalapeno peppers on nachos, like ball game nachos. And especially even when the nachos, here's the thing. When I was a kid and you'd go to the ball game, they would slather that cheese all over the nachos. Then they'd put all the peppers on top with all kinds of pepper juice and it would soak into the nachos. They'd be limp and soggy and what some people probably thought was disgusting, but I thought was perfect.
Yeah.
And they put the cheese on the side.
They do. But I tell you what, I really enjoyed that. I've eaten a lot of Little League nachos with cheese and peppers. And I like the crisp. I get what you're saying about the juice soaking in, but I do like the crisp delivery system. Mm.
I was really excited when I realized that you can pick up as many of those little jalapeno cups as you want at AMC. Yeah. So I like to dip.
Oh, really?
And then lay one jalapeno with the juice on top of it. So I'm
it's
not
your
like
world. You can take them all. You don't even need popcorn.
I like the Freddy sitch if I'm going to sit down with a fork and almost make it like a nacho soup where I'm just getting in there. But to there, I want that scoop of taco beef on top of it.
I see the value in both as well, Mike.
Yeah, thanks.
You guys are really open-minded.
It's whatever way you're feeling that
time. For sure.
So my last bit of news... I actually already sort of I already jizzed it all over everybody earlier today, but Shudder has officially ordered a second season of Creepshow.
Creepshow.
That's a real crap show.
I am very excited and happy about that.
Yes,
I think Shudder in addition to curating and being an excellent source of horror movies, and like podcast sort of content and TV shows and things like that they have on there, mm-hmm. And Joe Bob and all that such.
Did you cut out for just a second?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. That was my fault.
They really missed the boat on Elvira, though. What the hell is their
problem?
Yeah,
that's a little strange, but...
What happened with Elvira?
She pitched to them, I think, or at least brought up to them the idea of doing something like a reboot of hers, probably very similar to a Joe Bob kind of thing.
Hmm.
And they turned her down, I guess.
I wonder if there's one network can hold to... horror hosts. I would imagine that both Elvira and Joe Bob have maybe feelings and thoughts about that might have made that complicated.
Oh, maybe.
I would imagine.
They're rivals.
But they bring different things. And yeah. Honestly, like I like Joe Bob. I'm more of an Elvira person.
I get you.
Which is probably not a surprise.
I would be more... titties. I would be more excited to have her do something like that than Joe Bob, but I love the Joe Bob thing. And I think when he goes off the air, we bring her on and we just swap him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, honestly, the there's not enough Joe Bob.
Freddie, stop doing that.
You could definitely do Elvira on the... Well, yeah, who knows how that whole thing was negotiated.
Yeah,
I would imagine that Shudder probably made a legit effort to get Elvira. That just makes so much sense.
I think
what you said, Amy. Sorry, I was going to say maybe what you said will happen. Maybe when Joe Bob decides he's really for real done, maybe they'll then reach back out to her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, whatever. It's fine. At the end of the day, I think Shudder is bringing it, and I'm thankful for them.
Yeah,
and they're worth every penny.
I agree, and I do too.
It's
excited, Yeah, I love the original content stuff. I love those. What was the kind of talk show thing that they were doing with they did it with the Saska sisters and
you watched that?
Oh,
didn't
that
you
podcast, the Adrian Barbeau thing.
No, they did like
which one?
There was a guy that did interviews of like,
oh yeah, what was the name of that show?
It was really good.
It is really good.
I'm hoping they'll bring it back.
Yeah.
They did like a special effects segment. It was just a great show. And I love that. You know, that was just like, I hope they continue things doing original content like that. I think it's great. And I will say, I saw the Creepshow panel, at Comic-Con, and Greg Nicotera was talking about that how he actually preferred this. Like he said, Walking Dead really was his gave him the opportunity to do this, and he's much more excited about this. So I hope that they continue to support people like that want to get this kind of horror stuff out for the fans. So
yeah,
who are fans of what they're doing? Obviously, he's mm-hmm. obviously a big fan of what they're doing. So
I'm trying to find the name of that.
While you're looking for that, I will also say that they did give out. I think it was Image Comics. It was doing a reboot of Creepshow, so they are doing Creepshow comics. That's why I'm a little confused on what the Hill House comics are. If it's something different, or the Creepshow is just a one shot, but I did happen to get one of those signed by everybody on the panel because I went to ask a question. Just a little.
Oh my God, Mikey!
I know
Mikey, you have been blessed.
I was blessed.
Hashtag.
But now you know what you got to do. Blessed. Mike.
What's that?
Now you're going to have to wait for one of the artists from the book to show up at the Cincy Comic Expo and get them to sign it, and maybe one of the writers.
I can do that. I'm going to work on that. I will say I actually got that, and Joe Hill said, because I was the next person asked a question, which I was really nervous about, and Joe Hill said, we don't have enough time for another question, but how's this for doing absolutely nothing? So I had an interaction with Joe Hill because I said, thank you.
So the show on Shudder that Mike was talking about was The Core.
Yes.
And it's hosted by Mickey Keating, who's super charming and does a great job on that show.
He does. Does it say like when the last show of that?
Yeah,
did you have it up?
The Danzig episode was the last one.
Okay.
They only did 10 episodes in one season.
Man, I hope they bring really that good. Back. I loved it. Really did.
I mean, there's other shows on Shudder like The History of Horror, and then there's one now called like Shudder Guides, which is kind of fun that the curator at Shudder does. But yeah, Shudder is like a treasure.
Is that from so in The Core, every episode he would go to the video shop and the guy would recommend.
Sam, I think his name is.
I don't remember, but they did that. And that was a really fun way to, I mean, he was right on the nose of like a lot of stuff that you probably hadn't seen, but would like.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was great.
Cool. I'm glad the curator is at least still around from that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, boy, all the way from Goobertown, Pennsylvania.
Goobertown.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that McCamey Manor? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's like
fuck them.
Suddenly, like, in the news and, like...
It's all over the place, yeah.
Yeah, and normies are asking me about it. Have you heard of this, Amy? I'm like, yeah.
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 Would you do that? No!
There must have been...
I was just talking about this with Colin the other day, how like all of a sudden it's like fucking everywhere.
Yeah. And
the episode about their old place is on that show, Dark Tourist Candy Manor.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
I've been hearing a lot of what used to be urban legend, but I've been hearing a lot of people repeating it. So maybe I'm wondering if there isn't someone that's actually done the whole, like, there's a haunted house now that it has all these like, floors. And if you actually get through the end of it, you get 20, like so much money or something like that. And they pay for you to go back or pay for your admission or I don't know what it is. But that used to be a big urban legend. Like it was indifferent depending on where you were from. Like it might've been a haunted hospital or if you get to the top floor. So I'm wondering,
a lot of times the haunted hospital. Yeah.
Yeah. But now having done like just a taste of some haunts where they get handsy with you, I am realizing that even if somebody did do that, it just takes one big guy that's like, you're not going through here or that grabs you and takes you somewhere else that says you'll never be able to do that. So it does work. Yeah. But McCamey Manor is, screw that. I did watch that. Did anybody else watch the Dark Tourist episode where they went through that?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah. It's kind of Ferrier, a lot of edging and nothing. No payoff.
Yeah. Well, David Ferrier did an AMA on Reddit about his experience there too, just like yesterday or the day before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'd just like to talking read that. About that. I was just trying to find out if there's going to be season two because I loved that show.
Yeah. I'm super obsessed with those extreme haunts. So I'm just, I would like to know more about the McCamey Manor, but I'd like more to know a lot of the extreme stuff. It's just hard to get good content out there. And a lot of that's because the extreme part of it is the secret of what will only those people who actually experience it and actually do it will be able to tell the tale of what they've done. So,
well, yeah. And I tell you what, it's really sounds just like a scam more than anything, because it's not just they select who goes through. They had the waiver on Reddit a couple weeks ago, and you know there's all these rules, and if you even break one, like one of the rules is no swearing. So somebody fucking pokes you with a hot butter knife or something, and you yell you yell shit. Well, you've just forfeited your 20 grand, like that you're ostensibly really trying to do this to. So it's nobody's ever going to get the money.
Yeah,
and is the waiver really like the guy on Dark Tourist says it's like a 78-page document they force you to read, which I guess takes hours and hours to do. Is that true or is that legend?
Supposedly, yeah. I mean, they put it's it up true. There. There's all kinds of crazy shit in it. And you have to get in, you have to take like a drug test. You have to take you have to get a note from your doctor.
Yeah, like, Freddie, you would never be cleared.
No, I would never ever be able to do that.
And I don't know whose doctor would. You know what I mean? Like, whose doctor would be like, yeah, I'll let you go get tortured.
I know I saw a segment about the McCamey Manor years ago and some kind of documentary about haunters, right? Like something we watched?
Yeah, it's in Haunters.
Yeah. And he had one wife, and then you watch him on Dark Tourist, and now he's got a young girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You're just like, that bitch was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Well, the guy just comes off creepy.
I gotta be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if the people that work there, like if they really do some kind of I wouldn't be surprised if he makes them pay to work there to torture people.
Oh, yeah.
He videotapes every single session. I do think there is some weird, like, because all you have to pay is a bag of dog food.
Yeah.
So he's not, I don't know how else he'd be making money.
Other than selling this to like Pornhub or something.
To be the hostel of, real life, like torture theater. You know, it's.
Unfortunately, I have to admit I've gone down the rabbit hole probably too far on McCamey Manor. And there are a lot of people who say, whether or not it's true or not, I don't know if you can verify it, but that there is like, you can actually bet on people in Vegas, like they go in, how long they'll last, and people are placing bets. That's why they record a lot of the material, as people are streaming that.
Would you do it, Mike? I feel like you're the only one here who would even consider it.
I wouldn't know. I definitely wouldn't do it because basically from what it sounds like and from what people who have had the experience who are saying stuff now or involved in some, I think are involved in lawsuits, is that it's just basically like torture.
Yeah.
It's just, they're going to waterboard you. They're going to force you to eat like rancid food, and they're going to be very physically aggressive with you. No, I would not absolutely not do it. But for me, the next level would be one of those like alone experiences
I would do one of those, I think. Well,
yeah, I don't know. I'll tell you what, we're going to talk more about the Halloween special, but the Western Town one was so much fun.
All Hallows. Terror Town.
It's All Hallows Eve Terror Town.
And we'll talk more about it definitely on the Halloween show, because it was a phenomenal experience. But I'll tell you, before we went in, they have a chalkboard up of like people keep stats, which I think it's just some of it's just how they get you excited. But my heart was really, really racing
when I saw that. Okay, yeah. So you'll hear more about this when we do our haunt special, but we went to this Terror Town, which is out in the middle of bumfuck Ohio, and you can pay. That's where you fuck the bums. They fuck your bum there. No, we paid an extra $10 for the extreme version, and I didn't know what I was getting myself into, and it was intense.
Mm-hmm. It was extreme.
If you saw on our Instagram, there's pictures of us covered in blood and dirt. Mm-hmm. But there's a chalkboard before you go to the actual haunt part. Now, there's other things to do there in this old west scary town, but the chalkboard's like piss, shit the pants, quit, vomit. What else?
There was a lot of those.
And it's like hash marks next to it, how many times it's happened.
Mm-hmm. It was the thing that I will say, which I hope that other parks like would take up on this, is that instead of having you like a lot of those houses, like if you go to Dent and you don't pay the extra money to get a fast pass, you're probably, especially around Halloween, you're going to wait multiple hours before you get to go in and have the experience. I don't know what's happening, but that's
Kelly is unwrapping a piece of gum as carefully and loudly as possible.
Gotcha.
I don't know what he's doing.
But yes, this place, what they had was they had a queuing system, a lot like a fast pass system that you might go to.
Or like waiting for a table at a restaurant. You can put your phone number in.
Yep. So we put our phone number in, and before we actually went into the haunt, we were allowed just to walk around the town and shop and buy drinks and food and whatnot.
That was a great idea.
Right? It is awesome, too. Yeah.
Okay. That is amazing.
Talk about this stuff forever, so I'll stop.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, because that keeps you from like losing your end. Like you can like, instead of like having all this wasted energy standing in line, where like once you finally get to the front, you're like, I'm kind of like, you can experience that. Like, that's a great idea to keep you fresh.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it was smart on their part, because I think we all bought things or drank things or whatever that we may not have done if we were standing in line.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah. And had great fun. Mm-hmm. Some of my best moments were just waiting for the thing, getting pulled into a jail cell.
A man screaming in your face and accidentally spitting in your mouth.
Obadiah, I still remember your name.
Obadiah.
You will not be forgotten.
Okay. Getting yelled at. Getting pushed around, getting shot at.
Obadiah.
Being forced to kneel and say yes, Hogfather.
If we have a second for video game news, I do want to give a shout out to Man of Medan. That's available on PS4 and Xbox. I think that's it. And it's definitely not on Switch yet. I don't know that it could be. Man of Medan is from the makers of Until Dawn, which had, how do you say it, Freddie? Hayden
Panettiere?
Yes.
Hayden Panettiere.
Starred in Until Dawn. And I loved Until Dawn. I played that with Matt. We actually played that through Game Share on the PS4, which is something PS4 offers, which I think is a great thing. It's really buggy and barely works. But we were playing it on, he lives in Arizona, I was playing it here, and we could share and pass the controller back and forth through the internet. So that's something that's PS4 does, which I loved. That game, it was really fun. It's actually scary. It's got a scare cam that's on it. So if you have like the PS4 webcam attached, when scary moments happen, it will actually record you in your room. So it gets you, and I have like 10 moments of just me screaming, because he's, you know, it's a lot of jump scares in that game. But the creators of that came out with Man of Medan, and it is now out, and I think it's been out and kind of released quietly, which is unfortunate, because I know these games don't necessarily review really well, because there's a lot of QuickTime events, and most game reviewers don't they knock games for QuickTime events. They just do. This game does that same thing. But the nice thing on this game that they're doing is they actually have online, where instead of where we were game sharing before through Sony, this time you can play as two characters in the same movie experience, but it will hand off, your friend will be playing other characters in the movie as it's going along and making decisions and choices. But what's really interesting about that is that they may be, you may be in the same scene, but they may be seeing something totally different from what you're experiencing. So it's almost like that screws with your head a little bit. Like my buddy was seeing like scary babies, and I'm just like, there are no scary babies, you're screwing around with me. But he actually was legit seeing scary babies, and I wasn't seeing that.
That's awesome. It's like being in the house on Haunted Hill. Like, some people see stuff and some people don't.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a cool game where it's also your choices and sometimes your failures to, you know, do these quick time events or things that are happening in the game will actually, literally, characters that could be there for the entire game will die and not be in it. So their storyline is taken out of it. And I can tell you, as I also get movie narcolepsy, sometimes I get video game narcolepsy. And and the Until Dawn, I did have a moment towards the climax of the game where I might have dozed off for a second, and we lost about half of our characters in just about 10 seconds of time. Just
usually doze off after the climax.
I know.
But guys, he was sleeping.
It was 10 second, but we killed a lot of people. Hayden, I'm not sure, made it through. So
she tore them panties.
Just want to say, I really recommend that. I also say for board game news, the Mansions of Madness, which I've talked about before on the show, it's in the Arkham Horror universe. It's a fantastic co-op game, especially around this season of the year. It's like a haunted house. You're all exploring, but it's an iPad app controlled, or whatever device that you have controlled game.
Vibrating Cochrane controlled.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't think so. Maybe that's an expansion. Right. Just released a brand new expansion. Yeah. It's getting great reviews.
Mysterious Mansion sent me to the ER.
Yes, Mysterious Mansion sent me to the ER.
Wait, is that the name of it?
It's Mansions of Madness.
Mansions of Madness, that's right.
Mansions of Madness.
Chaosium.
The new expansion is like Serpents and something. But
Serpents and Sex Toys. I'm sorry.
All I will say, check out your local game store. If you've never played Mansions of Madness, I can't recommend it enough. It's always on Board Gamer's highest reviewed list, but they continue to keep coming out with new content for the game. And the really cool thing is, if you're really like a diehard gamer and you have that extra time, you can actually purchase. So each of those expansions lets you unlock more on the app. So it basically, every time you add an expansion, you just click a button and then it automatically knows that you have these pieces or characters because you bought that expansion.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And they do, like, I don't want to say, like, it's just like one of those things where it's basically rolling a dice for you, like some iPad, you know, games or app games. This is actually like, there's a narrator, there's voice actors, there's characters. There's like one of the ones we were going through, through a mansion and doing a whole murder mystery. And, you know, each character was narrated, and it was a really cool experience. And every time you play it, you can play that same scenario over and over again. And that's depending awesome. On some of the things that you're happening in the game, the choices that you're making, it will change the outcomes of that. But on top of that, you can actually spend more money, which is just great. It's nice that you have the ability to keep expanding the game. Yeah, so you can actually in the app buy more created content. So more different game scenarios that you can play with the pieces that you have. So I just think it's a great universe. I'm glad they keep releasing expansions, both digital and analog. And just wanted to recommend that. So,
well, thank you, Mikey.
Of course,
that's awesome. Yes. I'm very excited. I would like to play those with you.
Yeah, yes. Too. Well, maybe we can do that on a tiki campfire night. Oh, and yeah, War of the Worlds finally came out with a board game that's getting decent reviews. So is
enormous
out.
Like the other one?
War of the Worlds?
Not War of the Worlds. I'm thinking of something else.
I think you are thinking of something else. A couple people have tried to do board games based on the concept, but this is the first one that's actually getting decent reviews. I have not gotten a chance to play it, but I should be playing it next weekend.
Okay.
And so I will come back with a review at some point. I'll throw it out there or just say whether or not I liked it or not.
Okay.
or probably won't if I don't like it.
Yeah. You're just going to be like, whatevs.
Board games.
What are you talking about? I never said I was going to talk about that. Cool.
Jensen Ackles got arrested.
No, Jared Padalecki.
The other one.
No.
The other one got arrested.
Okay.
That's some news, huh?
Do we have any...
What?
One of the Supernatural brothers got into a... Of like
I know,
a,
it was on TMZ. It was a very funny like video. A, and a I, you know, you shouldn't brawl. Laugh, but it was funny.
Yeah,
because so, he was extraordinarily drunk, and you could just see him like leaning against a cop car, just not. You know when you've been that drunk that you can't stand upright?
Oh, yeah. And
you're somehow still... Your feet are still on the ground, but you're leaning. Your center of gravity is different.
Oh, yeah.
It was that, and it was very funny. Because yeah. We've all been there. I've just never been there with a cop. Okay. Are we done with the news?
I guess so, yeah.
I'm all out of news. I'm all out of news.
You're all out of news?
I'm so lost without news.
I sent Amy some news when she was originally putting the show together for today, and then I forgot what it was.
And then we didn't do the show last week because we were traumatized from Terror Town.
That's right. Now it's old news.
It's okay. We're good.
You know.
All right. What else do we got to talk about?
Well, if you would like to contact the show... Mm-hmm. You can reach us on Facebook. We're NOTLP there. We have a group there. We're on Twitter, NOTLP. Instagram, Night of the Living Podcast. You can email us, crew@notlp.com.
You can call
us. There's a subreddit.
There's subreddit. A subreddit.
NOTL Podcast.
Then there is the call, which is 513-666 and the other four digits of that phone number.
Go to notlp.com to find that out.
And our mailing address is available upon request. Our P.O. box is now closed. I did not realize that happened. The post office didn't tell me. People sent us stuff, and I started getting emails saying, hey, I'm getting these packages returned to me. What's going on? And Andy was nice enough to go up there and check. And they were like, your P.O. box has been closed since May.
Oops.
And we were like, what? I had automatic billing set up. Okay. I don't know what happened.
All right.
But we're just going to switch that up. If you need a mailing address for us, you let me know. Contact
me. Is being kicked around too much. We're not going to add to that.
That's right.
I don't care about them.
You don't care about them?
Shit. The thing I wanted to mention is we're getting very soon. We're going to start mailing out the patron rewards. So if we don't
shirts
have
shirts and pins.
Shirts and pins, yeah. And this year's design is... It's what's the word dope. I want? It's dope AF.
Magnificent.
Yeah. It is lit in other children's.
It will trigger your fun and fancy.
It'll trigger your fun.
Your training.
Your butthole will open. Your eyes
warning,
will bleed.
You're gonna be too
you're
happy.
Gonna feel too happy. Yeah. So it's warning. If you want to feel too happy.
Yeah. So
I said it three times. I said it's woke three times. I don't know why.
Do you think
you were trying
that
to woke us up?
You're maybe trying to. If you say that in front of a mirror three times, then an angel gets its wings.
Woke police show up.
I will update our Patreon page to show the new swag. Swag.
It's all fine.
Your schwans.
Speaking of patrons, we have a new patron named Tim who sent a very nice email to Amy. He didn't tell me whether or not I could read it on the show, so I'm going to just.
I think it was just basically that we're all great, but I'm extra great.
And he loves you very much.
Aww. And I deserve all the good things in this world. And you know what, Tim? I needed somebody to tell me that. I've been working on it in therapy. But what I wanted to mention again, if we don't have your shirt size or updated address, please go to patreon.com and update all that information for us. Thank you.
It's patreon.com/NOTL.
Slash.
Or you can probably follow a link from NOTL.
Or I'm going to mail this shit to the people who bought your house and they're going to keep it. And guess what? I ain't going to, I'll try to make it right.
So yes. I have another piece of listener feedback.
Yeah.
Dear crew, how are you? We're good.
Good.
I think, right? The last time that I sent listener feedback was when I was about to head to Southern California for my first year of college. I am now a third year and will be graduating next year.
Congrats.
This sounds weird as fuck to type out loud, but I listen to the show every night to fall asleep.
Aww.
Aww.
Even when we start shouting and stuff.
Especially
during times of transition, I find a sense of security in hearing familiar voices. On another note, I sometimes see you appear in my social media feed, and I eat that shit up.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Sometimes I'll see that you even like some of my posts, which makes
beat
me feel.
Beat it up.
And that's always like, we
that's
love
literally
you guys.
The least I can do to make you feel happy. And you like that.
And it's also, great. It usually means we like what you posted.
You read it? We're not, it's not an auto like.
No, there's nothing robotic. Which makes me feel like I'm doing something right in this world. You
listen to this show, so you're automatically doing something right.
I have two questions for you. What are your favorite episodes of Murder, She Wrote? I wish Andy were here for this. I recently started watching and have fallen in love with Jessica Fletcher, murderer or not.
I don't know that I've watched enough to have a favorite. The one we watched for
the Halloween
month,
one was really fun.
It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah. I always like the ones where she's on vacation.
Yeah.
Like the one where they were making the movie is probably my favorite.
Oh yeah, we did watch that one.
Yeah, where is it based on her book? Right, I think is maybe why she's there, and then the murder starts happening on set.
Kelly talk. He wants.
Oh,
to talk.
Kelly, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I haven't watched Murder, She Wrote since it was on TV.
Not even the animated series.
I tried to get into that, man, and it was just too dark.
That weird little donkey sidekick she had on there.
But it was super dark. They went too dark.
They went too dark.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been donkey, great, though, right?
It would have been.
Why didn't they do that?
Mike, do you have a favorite murder? If you don't watch it,
You know what? I remember like it. But I also have this weird foggy recollection that part of my problem with Murder, She Wrote was that it was on Sunday nights when I was a kid, and Sunday nights just never were like the greatest time. Like I don't know. It's always like I have to go back to school tomorrow morning. I was anxious and having, so like for me, just like even going back to Murder, She Wrote just kind of takes me to that. I know it's super cozy and people love it, and I probably should. I
you
would.
You don't have to. You
but
don't have to.
I haven't really given it a chance either. So I'm so sorry.
It'd be nice if Jessica Fletcher turned up on Scooby-Doo as well.
Yeah. Wasn't there I feel like in my mind I remember a Sunday evening Columbo Murder, She Wrote crossover.
Yeah. Well, they would, I don't know if they crossed over, but they would do the movies.
Because Columbo, I don't think it was still on as a show anymore.
Right.
Murder, She Wrote came on. But yeah, they did the movies.
Yeah.
And they crossed over in those? They both existed?
Oh, I don't know.
Together?
Yeah. And then Magnum P.I. and Columbo did a Wobbly H with.
Okay.
What was the other question?
With the brothers from Simon and Simon.
They're high-fiving each other.
This listener's email, I totally dig the listening at night because I do the same thing. And before I was on the show, I can't do it now that I'm more on the show, but before I was on the show, I loved listening to you. The NOTLP group just talk. There were like a few episodes that I don't know if you experienced this the same, that I had to knock out of my listener list because someone would scream really loud.
It's funny you should say that.
Yeah.
Because again, I don't read any reviews deliberately, but one of them did say like they like to listen to podcasts to fall asleep, but our show, we'd startle them awake. Because I guess we get rambunctious sometimes and it would startle them awake.
Yeah, and that happened to me. So the way, like, I would favorite certain shows that were great cozy that didn't have the screaming in it. Because I have I listen to podcasts when I fall asleep too, but it has to be a podcast I've already listened to.
Yeah.
Like, if it's new content, then I'm just like, I can't typically fall asleep to it. But yeah, I totally get that. And it does provide security.
A night-night version of the show.
We could.
We should do a night-night version. We listen to Lore over here to go to sleep.
Ah, chamomile tea.
Aaron Mankey, knock you right out.
Night-night voices.
Yeah. Yeah. We could do a sleepy time.
Sleepy time.
N-O-T-L-P. Where we could just read you a scary story in a real monotone voice.
N-O-T-L-T.
NyQuil of the Living Podcast.
Oh, I like that. NyQuil of the Living Podcast.
Oh my God, I love this.
Ironically, Nikki's other question in this email is, do you still have your P.O. box?
No.
As we just said, no, we don't, Nikki, because I don't know why.
You can't
trust anything that's automated in this world.
If you want to mail anything to us, just shoot us an email and we'll give you a mailing address.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll figure it out. It'll be a parking lot in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It'll be very clandestine.
Mm-hmm.
Come alone. We both said come alone together.
Oh,
what a weird thing to say together.
Alone together.
So, and then Nikki added a PS to this. She says, Andy, my psychiatrist looks like the female version of you and it freaks me the fuck out every time I see
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I think that would be a terrible, that guy.
Like the hot female Andy that he made in that app that he put out on Instagram, or just a female version of Andy?
I think that version of Andy got ingrained in a lot of people's heads when they saw that gender swap.
He made a very pretty lady.
He does make a pretty lady.
Yeah. Hey, pretty confusing. Lady!
I think Andy, Andy really enjoyed the
like
male
he
Amy.
Worked it. Yeah, she did, because she looked like a TV news anchor, and mm-hmm. Andy looked like an HR representative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You. Truth. Speaking truth to power.
Truth in advertising.
So I'm not going to get into the details deeply yet, but a friend of mine from like way back, I think middle school, emailed me, and this is a case of small world, like his brother just made a movie with Jake Busey. And we'll probably be talking about that in the future. But I just thought it was really neat because it was a blast from the past. I'll just say Billy, if you're listening.
Billy.
Looking forward to Billy. Doing something with you. And we had Jake Busey on here, God, like years 10 years ago or something. And he's a lot of fun, too. So I don't know if this will involve him or not, but that was fun. So I just wanted to say that. That was a nice message to read, and I love reconnecting with old friends. Like, for instance, Jefferson Kelly, who we just did. If you listened to the last podcast that we did on this feed, it was Beyond Trek, which is a show about Star Trek, and we did, like, spooky Star mm-hmm. Trek episodes.
We had a lot of fun doing that.
And Amy and I recorded a special intro for that, and then I accidentally uploaded the one that didn't have the intro to our feed. So I assume people were smart enough to figure out what was going on.
Basically, Freddie and I said, we were guests on this podcast. We talk about spooky Star Trek episodes.
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah.
It's very difficult to figure out. Freddie thinks you're stupid.
Yeah.
Just kidding, he doesn't.
And then we want to thank Robert Atoni again for doing the book giveaway.
Ah, we got the book in the house.
We have our copy. Thank you. Looking forward to reading that. That's People. It's an anthology. And you go to Amazon, search Robert Atoni. That's Atoni, O-T-T-O-N-E. Pick that up. And congratulations to our winners who got free copies of that book. And Emily, if you're listening, you get to pick our final main attraction for this month, which we're doing Crazy for You, which are movies about mass hysteria and the like.
Crazy on you. We'll just sing that every time.
This is the part where if you're using us to sleep to,
we just
you might want
it.
To just turn it down a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Can get a little rowdy.
Just a little bit.
We're going to hard our way out of here.
Yeah, I wanted to say welcome back to Adam Ingram, who has rejoined our Beelzebubs.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks,
what
Adam.
Welcome back, Adam.
Hope everything's well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then our other Beelzebubs, who these are the patrons who really make the show possible. Who without
all
who,
of our patrons and listeners make the show possible. Mm-hmm. However,
they all do, but
these have, people contribute more money than you, so therefore have more intrinsic value.
These are the ones that make it
capitalism
where we can actually have kind of a normal life where we're not just pumping everything that all of our spare money into making this show, which we're happy to do because we love doing
it. I would do that,
but you guys make our lives so much easier.
So who we got?
We got Jim Boulding,
Jimmy B.
Yeah, boy.
Brandon
changed his name actually on like
to just Jimmy
legally.
B everywhere.
Sir, you are Jimmy B.
Brandon Boone, who is still on tour. I don't think he's coming home just yet,
he's
but I know
no
he was
sleep.
Just he was just in California, and I think he's probably started that fire out there. I'm guessing with his hot
he didn't
his
start
hot
the
beats.
Fire.
His sweet music
was always burning.
But seriously, that fire is scary as shit. I'm glad everybody out there, you know who we love, is safe. Because that is really, really scary. Cassie and Jeremy Burmeister and Gamora.
Hi, babies.
Hi, dude.
And a Gamora. Boy, what a bark on that dog. Yeah. You think the barking you heard during this podcast is intense?
My dogs are barking.
Mm-hmm. Bill up in New York. Bill F.
Hey, Bill.
Billy boy.
Blake
New
Heath.
York City.
Two kinds of cheese on the cheeseburger.
What?
I made pot roast. This really good beef pot roast.
said this to everybody you've not.
Oh, do you love it when you make a meal and you make that meal your meal for like 4 days and it's still good even on the fourth time?
I love a strong leftover.
Yeah, this was like the best. Like, we made pot roast sandwiches with it with two kinds of cheese.
I understand that I'm coming off a little bitchy right now. I am hangry.
Yeah,
and he has literally talked about this pot roast nonstop since Monday, Tuesday.
I did hear about it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So good.
We're having a roast of beef as well tonight, I think.
Mm. What are you going to say about that beef? How are you going to roast it? Be like, you're not even, you're full fat. You fat beef.
Yep.
Blake, the roast beef Heath.
Blake.
Ooh.
Amanda, the pork tenderloin James.
Oh, hi, Amanda.
Oh, just had tenderloin.
Tender. The tenderest loins.
Elise, the walking taco combrink.
Spicy and delicious.
Can I tell you, on Halloween, I'm at home waiting for Freddie to get home.
Yeah.
My mom's over, and we're just kind of waiting for Freddie so we can have dinner. And I suddenly get a phone call from Elise, and I pick it up. I'm like, hey. And then I hear all of you. It's you, Kelly, Freddie, Kelly, and Elise, and they're all at the gas station together.
Yeah, because the gas station.
We just like to hang out there, like old timey hoods.
We happened to be in adjacent pumps, and the pumps were not working. And if you pulled one of the pumps off, apparently they couldn't fix it inside. And this lady working at the gas station like had a meltdown and came out and started yelling at people for pulling the hose off. And they're like, that person just drove up. They had no way of knowing. Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do? And it was funny. So we sat together and we eventually gave up and went to another gas station.
Yeah, I heard them making all their plans. And Elise's like, is this fun for you? And I was like, I'll talk to you guys later.
It was freezing and I didn't have a coat because the temperature like bottomed out of nowhere.
It really did. It was Halloween night.
Yeah it was on a night much like tonight. Out of gas. And we were both out of gas.
Yeah.
Like it was like a risk to even try to get to another gas station.
Do you know what? When Freddie came home, Kelly, and Elise, this is for you too, he's like, they were wearing these very nice LL Bean jackets. They were very sharp.
Yeah, you guys had really nice coats on.
Land's End.
He told me LL Bean.
Did I say? I don't know. LL Bean, Land's End. I don't know the difference.
Yeah. He was very into your coats, so we might have to have a discussion about where you got them. And
They were super warm looking.
He was just very cold.
I love my coat, man. It's a great coat.
I love my dead gay coat.
I do.
Jeff, the cheeseburger Lancaster.
Jeffy boy.
Oh. Jeff.
Tree and Alex, peanut butter McNulty.
Yeah, the best of both worlds.
I like that.
Ernie, the Torta Perez.
Torta is so good.
That is awesome. I am so hungry.
Mark, the bowl of nachos. What?
Oh, witchy sauce.
What?
Which kind of nachos? The soggy kind that you eat with a fork, or the crispy kind you eat on the go?
Both kinds.
All right, we'll let Mark decide. Mark, let us know.
Brandon, Whitehead, and Emily, spaghetti and trivia. Come on down. I'm making spaghetti for dinner, is why I thought of that.
I got an ice skater reference in there for you, Emily.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
We're going to put Parmigiano Reggiano on, yo.
Oh, yeah, baby. I own a good one.
Oh, yeah.
The kangaroo burger.
Oh, do they make those there?
No, I don't think so. Not anymore. When I was a kid, I told you my aunt convinced me that Burger King used kangaroo meat.
Oh, my God. That's an old urban legend.
Yeah, I think she believed it.
Yeah.
Does it? Like,
yeah. Which aunt?
It makes zero sense, though.
Aunt Wanda.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like it would be really expensive.
The same aunt I wasn't allowed to tell the process of making head cheese to because I think she thought it was some kind of cheese. And I wasn't allowed to explain it to her because she liked it so much. And they knew that if I told her, it would ruin it for her. Remember when we had the worst head cheese ever at Disney World?
Yeah.
That was awful.
I don't think any head cheese is good.
You can have good head cheese.
No.
Sure, I like it.
No.
Good head cheese, bad head cheese.
My family's always been in meat.
How's your head cheese?
No complaints.
No cheese complaints.
All right.
And again, thank you, Adam, for rejoining us. We really appreciate it. Like I said, you guys make a world of difference.
Kelly!
Thank you for being a friend.
Yo, bro.
I missed you.
Oh
yeah, Kelly.
I missed you too. All of you.
All of us?
I missed you most of all, Scarecrow.
Yeah.
There's a Scarecrow, listeners. You don't see him.
There's a Scarecrow.
Are you gonna be able to be with us for next week?
I believe so.
Awesome,
yes.
Perfect.
We'll let you know what the movie is as soon as we know.
In person or on the phone, it doesn't matter.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what the movie is either, so we'll have to figure that out.
Also, Origins is postponed.
Because I forgot to listen to it.
So, yeah, Amy didn't get
to give you an intro.
So we will figure that out.
Yeah.
And
Ding Dongs.
Well, that's a good song. Have you heard this one, Kelly?
I love it.
It's good
stuff. Love it. It's all right. One of my favorites.
We'll see you guys in a week.
Bye.
Frankenstein was wondering if he